Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come on, man. You're such a dick. What is with you?
What, you dress like what, a dick? You got to act like a dick?
What's
just
wrong with
a
my
dick
outfit?
Theme this morning? It's a Victory Monday, which is why he may be acting out already. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
33 degrees right now, but with the wind whipping, it feels like 20.
And that's the studio, correct? This place is freezing, man.
So we got our thermostat fixed for like 7 hours.
Yeah.
It is broken.
Well, fixed
again.
Meaning they unplugged it.
Yes. So yeah. For months we didn't have air conditioning in here. It was getting up to 90 degrees every day. Now we don't have heat.
So when I get dressed in the morning, I don't look at the forecast.
I don't either.
I just think about how cold the studio going to be.
Yep.
Because I ain't undressing.
So we will get into this Bills win on a Victory Monday. We got 4 hours to do it, and we very much will. But I would like to start the show talking to everyone else with a teenager right now.
Teenager.
Yeah, because I, you know, you're in your own world when you're raising your kids.
Yeah.
And I don't know if my kid is ridiculous or every teenager is like this. Because my daughter is never satisfied with anything.
Oh.
Like, if she gets what she wants, it's like, okay, I got this, and I'm going to move forward to the next thing. She's like Napoleon.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Just like she is never, ever done. Just
so was that guy? Was he a prick?
Yeah. I think so. Back in the
mean
day,
guy, yeah.
I think she's taller than him right now already. So last night it's 7:30.
Yeah.
On a Sunday night. Let me give you a little backstory. There's this boy that my daughter knows and has known.
Boyfriend or what?
I know. I don't know. Who knows these days in this world that we live in? Kid lives in Syracuse.
Oh.
He's the same kid that sent the Taco Bell. I told
that story. Oh, that kid's still hanging around?
So I don't know like what the deal is with this
kid. I thought
she
would have given him the boot.
But I mean, look, normally.
She's giving him around, you know.
Normally she does. Kid's a man-eater. Whatever. So last night, 7:30, I am watching the end of the Chiefs-Broncos game.
Yeah.
And my daughter comes down to the basement, and she goes, this kid who lives in Syracuse, he's got a hockey game. He just had a hockey game in Rochester, and he's 15 minutes from the house. And I go, good for him.
Yeah.
And she's like, can you come over? Please, 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 please. It's Sunday night. It's 7:30.
But who's dropping a ball with? The parents just going to sit in your living room?
No idea. No idea. We're not getting that far. We're not getting that
far.
So I go, no. And she goes, well, there's never.
Which is what a Napoleon speech.
That was actually French.
Yeah.
So I go, what's your plan here? Yeah. She goes, I don't know, watch a movie? By the time you get there, 8 o'clock on a Sunday night, you got school the next day. I go, no. Absolutely not. And she like pitches a fit. You never let me do anything. Keep in mind, Friday night, drove her to Buffalo for an 8:40 hockey game.
Right.
This coming Sunday, we talked about this last week, she's having like 15 friends over for Friendsgiving.
Yes.
After she plays 4 hockey games I got to take her to Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
But it's never enough.
You never let me do anything. Runs out of the basement. So here's what I'm trying to figure out.
What?
One, if my daughter is a monster, or all teenagers are like this, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. And two, I'm obviously in the right not allowing my daughter to have someone over to watch a movie at 8 o'clock on a Sunday, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well,
I mean, I'm sitting around. It's Sunday night, man.
Yeah, Sunday night.
What are you
night.
Supposed to do? My question is, Do I have to entertain his parents while they're watching a movie? Where are they going?
Right,
they
don't live here.
I think that's the most confusing part is, like, how is this kid that lives like an hour and a half away getting here and home?
Well, so I guess I don't know. That's a great question.
I have a lot of questions about the Syracuse thing.
And it's a school night.
Yeah, it's a school night.
So this kid would have to drive all the way back to Syracuse, go to bed, get up.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. But no, I'm like the worst father in the world. So goddamn frustrating.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know where the line is. Because here's the thing. I don't want to be that dad that's like, no to everything. Yeah. I don't want to be that guy. Right? But, like, my kid, and I don't know if it's
just doesn't work out logistically.
Well, but can we take the logistics out of this specific incident? She knows I don't want to be that dad. So she just pushes and pushes and pushes.
Well, yeah.
Till I end up exploding. And I don't want to be exploding dad, but, like, for God's sakes.
Exploding dad.
Bro, I've become exploding dad because, like, it starts very calm.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, I want to do this. Like, no, not tonight. Here's why. Well, here's the thing. Your mom. Go ask your mom. Well, you told me that's you. Okay, no, but I'm doing it. And now I've exploded. Because, like, you've asked five times. You just won't take no for an answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so lazy, though. Yeah, go ahead. The only parents that sit upstairs, I'll come up when I'm ready.
That's what my parents did. Look how I turned out and my family turned out. I'm not going to be that guy.
I mean, you're doing the right thing.
Am I? I don't know. Who knows what the right thing is? And by the way, if you're telling me I'm doing the right thing, I'm probably doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, it's true.
Red flag.
Like, I mean, Kimmy, when you were a teenager, what were the rules for boys coming over to your house?
Please.
I don't really remember.
Somebody.
But see, like, when it came to, like, asking to do anything socially, I always asked my dad because he always said yes.
Okay.
My mom was always the one that, like, not that she didn't want me to, she just, I could tell she was just exhausted. She didn't feel like bringing me somewhere. So it was always like, go ask your dad. And, like, I would say, like, 90% of the time it was yes, just so he could hang out with people.
Oh, because he's social.
He liked being, like, the cool dad.
Gotcha.
You know?
Gotcha.
Like, he liked playing basketball in the driveway with the boys in the neighborhood. Okay. Like, you know, he also wanted to have a social life.
He wanted attention.
That sounds like a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
For me?
No, I'm saying, like, as a father, like, for you, yes. But, like, it's sitting in my dad's zone that I'm
like
in
I
now.
Said, there was nothing that ruined, like, a boy faster than if he liked my dad or like, my dad's like, you know, he reminds me a lot of myself as a teenager. Well, that'll do it.
Well, like,
I know, I'm done with that kid.
To that point, my daughter last night, there's this guy that she knows. He lives in Syracuse. They know each other through hockey and friends. Yeah. And he had a game in Henrietta. She's like, he's 15 minutes from the house, 7:30 last night. Can he come over? I'm like, no, absolutely not. He can't come over. It's 7:30 on a Sunday. He got school tomorrow. Freaks out. There was this boy who she was, as the kids say, talking to. This was like a year ago. Really nice kid. And she goes to this dance with this kid, you know. And she invites him to a hockey game of hers the day after they go to this formal. So the only way this is going to work, I got her. It's just me and her that for the day. Her mom, you know, my wife has got a bunch of other stuff going on. So it's me, my daughter, and this kid. My daughter has to be at the game an hour ahead of time, and the kid has to sit with me for the game. So me and this kid are.
You got to hang with this dude.
3 hours. Me and this kid, 3 hours. We're hanging out together. We get snacks at the rink out in Lakeshore. We're talking.
Trying to kill time.
Yes. And here's the thing, man. The kid did his homework. He was very polite. He was very engaging. Really, really, really nice kid.
I don't think I could talk to anybody for 3 hours
me either,
like that I don't know.
Like teenager or adult.
Got to do what you got to do. So, you know, I don't want to be a jerk to the kid. So, you know, we had a grand old time, whatever. This poor kid puts 3 hours in to hanging out with this girl's dad in me. The next day, she's like, yeah, I don't think I like him anymore.
Yep.
You monster. You're an evil person. How could you do? Why would you make the kid do that?
Yeah, no kidding, man.
But as a dad, though, wouldn't you rather be on that end of it, of like the kid that's breaking up with the other kid? As opposed to vice versa, where you're constantly dealing with the daughter's heartbreak for a kid doing that to her.
Okay, so here's the thing. As far as I know, that hasn't happened yet. Now, it's very possible that it has happened and my daughter doesn't want to share this with me, right? Because she doesn't want to be embarrassed. But, like, I don't know what that world is yet.
Okay.
Because, like,
where she gets
that's her heart broken.
Yeah. At least she hasn't come to me and been like, this happened and I can't
believe it. Well, I mean, it's going to happen.
True.
Yeah, unless she's like one of these girls that just, like, keeps everyone at arm's length because she doesn't want to be the one that loses. And that's what it would be. It wouldn't even be about heartbreak. It would be about competition.
Okay.
I don't want to lose.
It's a strategy.
Exactly. So,
stiff arm.
She'll be like that 45-year-old woman who's, like, single and, like, working the counter at Borders because she didn't let a guy get close. Or what is it? Barnes & Noble. Borders isn't open anymore. You know the type I mean.
Well, some bookstore.
You know, yeah. Yeah, you get what I'm saying, everybody. I don't know.
What
man.
A nightmare, man.
And like, here's what I'm ready for. Here's what I'm ready for.
When does your daughter get her license?
Never. If it's up to me, never.
It's got to be soon.
Well, she gets her learner's, right?
Well, she's turned 16 in August.
Does she have her learner's yet?
You get your learner's permit at 16.
Okay. Oh, I thought you got it like 6 months before.
No. If that's the case.
They keep moving it up.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, 15.
Yeah.
I already had a permit.
I feel like
but
that
was Florida.
I feel like
I could also fly a plane.
I feel like you were just driving a car that wasn't a real thing.
Yeah, it could have been.
But like, so she's got this Friendsgiving on Sunday that I brought up, right? And there's going to be like 10 to 15 kids in my house while they're making food.
Yeah.
And
they're cooking.
So, yeah.
What a night.
She's got a hockey game in the morning, and then she's going to come home and make a meal on Sunday.
And she's never done this.
No. Right? No. She started decorating for it yesterday.
Wait, the house?
Exciting. Where are they going to eat?
I don't know.
In your man cave?
No, because I got football.
No, you got a dining room.
Yeah, we got a dining room.
Right.
We got a table and everything.
I don't know if she took over that.
It's football Sunday. I will be in my basement watching football. She set up like a place where they could take like selfies on the wall.
Oh.
Okay. Selfie station?
Yeah. She set up like a selfie
booth.
A Friendsgiving selfie station. So she's trying to.
So it's like sponsored by like Dunn Tire.
That's adorable.
She started painting a sign. She bought these stencils at Michael's. It's like cursive.
Man, this is like getting intense.
But she wanted to make a sign that said Happy Friendsgiving.
Yeah.
Well, she ran out of space, so it says Happy Friends.
And then like the
Didn't even have the chance to do it.
Just Friends G.
You could just start over. No, it took too long. I'm just going to leave it like this. But I know.
Happy Friends.
I know, because she has been leaving details out on purpose about Friendsgiving.
Yeah.
At 7 o'clock on Sunday, I will be told I have to bring 7 girls back to their house all over Monroe and Ontario.
Oh, she's running like a limo bus?
I'm telling you right now.
You have to run them all home?
There will be a mug. Yeah, because she is not. Share details as to how these girls are
this
getting
is
here.
This like my dad's dream because he would get to play his music for everybody so everybody thinks he's cool. His go-to was We Will Rock You.
It's a good tune, Kimmy.
Yeah, girls love that.
It's a good tune. But like, you know, my daughter goes to Aquinas.
Yeah.
So like all of her friends are spread out around Monroe County.
Sure.
And then it's some of her hockey teammates too, so they're spread out around like multiple counties.
Yeah.
So man, I'm telling you, I will be driving 7 girls home.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Have all these girls that are coming to your house, have they all met each other? It sounds like they're coming from two different worlds.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
So that could also be a nightmare.
Yeah.
Where it gets a little clicky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the least of my worries right now.
Well, I'm just thinking drama at the table on top of everything else.
I will be in the basement. My wife greenlit all of this, so any drama, that's girl, that's woman issue.
They
you
don't
handle
see
that.
Your face anyways.
And I'm fine with that. Yeah. I'm fine with that. You know, do your thing as long as everyone's picking everybody up and you don't burn the house down with the stove.
Right.
That's all I'm asking. But it never goes that smooth. The house will burn down, and then I will have to give 7 girls a ride.
Oh, my God. That's Sunday night?
Sunday night. Going into Thanksgiving week.
Oh, yeah, because Thursday after that, yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Good times.
Raising teenagers ain't for the faint of heart, man.
Well, I don't know what it's – I mean, it's got to be different for boys and girls.
I mean,
the drama has to be different and the emotions. Between raising a teenage boy.
You don't think
and
there's any drama with teenage boys?
Yeah, but I just think it's different. I just think it's a different direction of drama, maybe.
I mean, my old man and I would get into it when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
Ryan was very dramatic.
There was no lack of drama between my brother and my parents.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the difference is like...
It's got to be a difference between guy drama and girl drama.
I think the difference is my dad and I knew we could eventually fist fight.
Yeah, I guess there would be a resolution.
Yeah, like, you know, if this gets to
we're
a certain...
We're going to wrestle.
If this gets to a certain point, it will be too...
Your daughter's already the alpha. There's no fighting.
Yeah.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Tradition is tradition until it's no longer tradition.
All right.
And sometimes things happen around us throughout history where we got to mix things up a little.
All right, and make a change.
But this would be a massive change because even through the scariest times in America, we had this bird on our plate.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not this year? You're hanging out in the break room. Watch just Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF. So we found out last week that there is a turkey shortage in America.
Yeah.
The bird flu continues to ravage turkeys.
Kicking the bird's ass.
And because of that, the price of turkey has skyrocketed. Now, the market value of a turkey, and I'm not making this up, that's what they call it, is $1.30 a pound.
Which doesn't sound unreasonable for meat.
Until you find out that it's 40% higher than it was last year.
Well, turkey was always cheap.
And even the year before that, it was 40% higher than it was the year before.
Look at that.
So lucky for us, there are grocery stores here in town that are keeping the prices low to get you in the door. For example, I believe we found out Tops last week will be selling turkey at 48 cents a pound.
So they're going
to
eat the cost.
You got it. Thinking that you're going to spend all the money on the rest of the stuff and they're going to make their money back on it. But we are fortunate. There are other places, apparently, that are having a hard time getting two turkeys. So it turns out right now, the U.S. turkey population is at the lowest it's been in 40 years.
Damn. So what's the population of turkeys?
We are down. Yeah. You ready for this?
How many turkeys?
194 million turkeys.
Sounds like a crap load of turkeys.
Sounds like a hell of a lot of turkeys.
Yes, that's a lot.
And that's low.
Yes, and that's the lowest it's been since 1982.
I remember that year. It was a tough year. We lost Belushi, too.
But what's funny is, like, 194 million turkeys, that's easily enough for one family in America, every family in America to have a turkey.
Of course it is, man.
With like 100 million turkeys left over.
Yeah, yeah. But we have a shortage of food.
Well, in the last 2 months, the avian flu has killed 7 million turkeys. That's just in the last 2 months.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Yeah. Damn.
Start drinking some orange juice out there.
Mm.
So, because of this shortage of birds and places in America that may not have the bird supply that we do, a new idea for Thanksgiving has popped up.
What's that?
Well, you could go with a different meat.
Yep.
Ham.
Love me a new meat.
Okay, but it takes away from the tradition of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but ham still works with all the trimmings.
Okay, you're not wrong. The argument against ham and beef also is you're taking away from the excitement of Christmas dinner. Those are the traditional Christmas dinner
meat. Yeah, but you get a nice prime rib. Man, prime rib on Thanksgiving, if you can afford it, goddamn.
Yeah, and also, hey, why not get some caviar? And
I like that.
Why not kill a bald eagle, hollow out its skull, and eat its brains?
Or a spotted owl.
Okay.
What?
But I think the best part about turkey is that it goes with all the sides. Like, you could pile up those sides on the turkey, and it all goes together.
Queen pile talking about
it. King piles. King and queen pile coming at you.
It all works together. I don't know. I guess I don't. I mean, I'm sure like those other things would taste great, but in my mind, like all like my taste buds are only happy if all those things are on the plate.
I agree with you. So, Kimmy, the new idea.
Yeah, what are you gonna
do? If you're not gonna have turkey and you don't want to go ham or roast beef,
you ready for pasta?
You ready for this?
What?
All sides Thanksgiving.
Oh,
so there's just
sides. I'm not opposed.
Potatoes, rolls, casseroles, green beans, all that jazz. No meat.
Wait, so it's a vegetarian?
It doesn't have to be a vegetarian, no, just no turkey.
Yeah.
Well, what else? Well, but all the sides are vegetarian.
Sometimes stuffing has
sausage. Yeah, I was going to say, people put stuff in the stuffing. Yeah. Stuff in the stuffing.
So the argument with the all sides Thanksgiving is that people are showing up to Thanksgiving more for the sides than they're showing up for the
turkey.
Well,
the sides
anyway.
really are the headliners,
yeah.
Right? You get some good sides, they pop.
So then are you guys all in on all sides Thanksgiving?
Oh, I would be. Because the bird to me is the most underwhelming food.
Have you just had someone not? Do the people in your life not know how to cook turkey? Because like I like turkey.
It's just a gigantic chicken. Yeah. It's all it is. It's just a ginormous chicken.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's chicken
with gravy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't put gravy. You don't really put gravy on chicken though.
Yes, you can.
I mean, what? I guess you could.
It's
you
the
could.
Same goddamn concept.
When's the last time you had chicken and gravy?
It's but you could.
When is the last time?
Well, I wouldn't serve
when
it.
When is the last time?
But I'm also not a gravy person.
Give me what?
You like the skin. You like gravy skin.
Oh, I love gravy skin.
You're not a gravy person? Like, I know you don't eat gravy, but, like, you wouldn't... I mean, it's not something you've ever enjoyed?
No, it's like batch.
You're so weird.
Here's some turkey batch to go with your breast.
By the way, it goes on everything. Tastes like gravy?
Batch them breasts, baby.
So you just eat, like, straight-up mashed potatoes, no gravy, straight-up stuffing, no gravy?
A little. I touch, but, like, if you told me we don't have any gravy, I'm not going to shed a tear. As long as you got butter to go in the potato, what do I care? And a little salt.
Bro, if batch tastes like gravy, I'd have been the most popular boy at the dance. I'm just saying.
You want to batch them breasts?
Bro, if it tastes like gravy, yeah, absolutely. All sides Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Although...
That would crush, I think.
Look, I get that... like just not thinking about it sounds like a good idea. When you start to really think about it, this seems like a terrible idea.
Why?
All right, first off, let's talk balance. What is the plate space situation with no turkey?
Well, what's the headliner on the plate?
That's what I'm asking you.
It would probably be the stuffing and the potato.
Okay, but the stuffing...
Like the two starches would probably headline your plate.
But doesn't some of the flavor of the stuffing come from being inside the turkey? Wouldn't that take away from the stuffing?
Yeah, but you got the sausage.
Okay, no,
yeah,
but...
I've had some good stuffing without it being in the... In the turkey.
What is your headliner then, Kimmy? The center of the plate takes up the most space.
I think for me it's stuffing because that's literally one thing you
stuffing
only have once a year. I could eat like the mac. I've had mac and cheese throughout the year. I've had mashed potatoes throughout the year. Pretty much all the other sides you can pair with other things, but like the stuffing is specifically a Thanksgiving side.
So there's your gravy holder right there. You got that
gravy holder.
Well, it is. That's your gravy holder when your mom's not there.
Heyo. All right, so great.
A lot of gravy.
Stuffing number one.
All right, great. So stuffing is taking up where the turkey would go.
Yeah.
The second issue with all sides Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It feels like a stomach ache just waiting to happen.
What isn't it anyway? Because you're going to just gorge yourself.
I mean, take or leave the turkey. You're still going to have a stomach ache.
Here's what you're not thinking. Mm. All right. The turkey, even if you're not a fan of the turkey, it serves a purpose. It takes up space in your stomach with good protein. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like every side you will eat on Thanksgiving is the worst possible thing you can eat. Like,
yeah.
Even the vegetables have 9 pounds of butter, right? Like, some kind of brown sugar, whatever. Like, you need the turkey and you need the rolls to take up prime real estate so you don't overdo the sides and vomit immediately after dinner. And I feel like if you do an all-sides Thanksgiving, everyone will get sick because you won't stop.
Mm.
Yeah, but that's a good party then because it's just a holiday to eat.
I get it, but again... This is about stomach science, man.
And by the way, the bread will help, you know.
Absorb.
Yeah.
How much bread do you think you're going to eat? You're going to eat a turkey's worth of bread?
No, between the rolls and then the stuffing and then the potatoes. That's a lot of, like, heavy stuff going into your gut.
No, but the potatoes also. The potatoes have, you know, seasoning and butter and salt and all that stuff.
Maybe a little sour cream.
The turkey is just turkey, unless you're eating the turkey skin.
Well, with gravy.
But I'm saying.
Yeah.
252 WCMF. We found out last week that the turkey population in America has been hit by the avian bird flu. This year, there is a shortage again. The cost of a turkey is about $1.30 a pound right now, although there will be some grocery stores here in town that are keeping it low just to get you in the door to buy other stuff. But we found out over the weekend the population of turkeys in America right now, the lowest it's been in 40 years, there are only 194 million turkeys available. Only.
Yeah. Would they lose 70 million?
No, 7 million in the last 2 months.
How many people did we lose in World War I?
You want to compare soldiers dead in
World War I? Well, I just trying to wrap my head around how many
turkeys dead from flu.
They were all proud to serve.
Zach writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. We were talking about chicken.
Mm.
Right? He says, made chicken and gravy last night, smashed potatoes and stuffing, so it's definitely something that happens.
Oh, yeah.
Two things. What? One, you're a weirdo. Two, why would you make chicken, potatoes, turkey, or gravy and stuffing a week before Thanksgiving?
That might be regular rotation that they eat.
No, but I would think you would like pull back on that, make a meatloaf.
But these could be big people. I don't know how big this kid is.
Right, let me get
this
a look.
This boy could be a load.
Let me get a look at Zach.
Oh,
he's not really a big person. I'm not seeing big.
I mean, yeah, he might be one of those guys that photographs well.
Yeah, you want to take a look at him? See? No, he looks like a pretty svelte guy.
All right.
Slamming gravy turkey.
All right, maybe that's the key to being svelte.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Rammer. Hey, Rammer, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning. Doing well. So, you know, good comparison-wise, you know, if you're going to buy beef, buy a prime rib or something, turkey's a whole lot less per pound than that would be. So I don't see what the big thing is. It's like, you know, yesterday we had our Thanksgiving because my daughter's due again in 2 weeks here with our second grandchild. But, I mean, yearly now we've been doing the farm-raised, you know, fresh, you know, open grazing turkeys.
Farm to table to Rammer's mouth.
Well, you know, you got to keep up with the cost of the doors. But, I mean, it comes down to that turkey we had yesterday. We have a big, you know, big family coming. So it was like a 23-pound turkey that was cost like $50. So
$50, Pat.
$2 a pound.
Compare that to buying, like I said, a brisket or a prime rib to feed, you know, 12 people. I don't think it's such a big deal. It's like, all right, it costs money. It's one day a year.
All right, so Rammer's in. Rammer's in. I don't care what turkey costs. I'm paying for the turkey. I'm an American, damn it.
$2 a pound. Just give me the good food with the stuffing. And no, we're not sticking the stuffing up the bird's, you know, cooch.
All right, Rammer, thanks for the call, buddy. Watch your bird cooches, ladies and gentlemen. Zach writes us back. This is the second Thanksgiving he's done. They had a Friendsgiving this weekend, trying to get as much Thanksgiving as he can. Adam has a solution. No beef, no ham, not all sides.
So what do you plug in?
He says you could cook a goose or a duck because you're Charles Dickens. Who eats a goose?
Yeah, where are you buying goose?
We found a fat Thanksgiving goose, we did.
Cost me 10 shillings, it did.
How many people does a duck feed? That's tiny, right?
I don't know. You got to get a lot
big
of
ass, yeah, fat you ass
a couple
duck.
Ducks, maybe?
Big-ass, fat-ass duck.
Well, it had to be like cheaper. Commercially. Yeah, do they commercially raise ducks?
I don't know.
To eat?
Well, yeah, like,
well, they would have to, yeah, because like a ducks.
Duck farm. I never heard of a duck farm, though, or a goose farm.
Well, yeah, because they fly away.
Damn it.
Oh, we got our brand new. No! I've never seen a full goose for sale.
I've tasted duck. I've never had a taste of goose.
I don't think it's a very popular dinner item.
No.
You know what's weird? I hate geese so much. I want to eat a goose.
You do?
Just out of...
Why do you hate them?
Spite.
Well, just cut. Like,
are those Canadian ones that fly in a V?
Yeah, well, they're always trying to attack us.
But
I,
are those
know,
the ones
they live
you
in my
eat?
Neighborhood. I don't know.
Or do you eat like those big white ones that you see?
You talking about a swan?
No. They're
swans.
Like you know what? Like they're gray or white, but they're like a different kind of looking goose.
Troy says Aldi sells duck and goose.
Okay. Yeah. Wait, low end?
What are you...
Some of them geese did time, man. Just got released.
Regeased. Let's take a break.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The big bitch from Bills fans last week.
What's that?
Offense is broken. It's broken. They're not scoring points.
Not working.
It's not creative.
Josh looks off.
That's right. We got to push the ball downfield. Fix things, Tommy. Yesterday, our prayers were answered.
Well, that's because Miami woke your ass up.
Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's weird that you changed your tune now, because even though our prayers were answered, you're sitting here still bitching like a bitch-ass bitch.
There's things that there's some stuff could have went the other way. I'm not saying anything.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Your Buffalo Bills get a monster win against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 44-32. Take that, Baker Mayfield. You wanted points? You got points, baby.
Oh, yeah.
You wanted Superman Josh? You got Superman Josh. 300 yards passing. Six total touchdowns for our beautiful baby boy.
So he was three passing, three rushing?
You got it.
Yep.
And I think the record that you referred to earlier.
There was something like he broke or tied.
So he tied
Cam Newton's,
rushing touchdown?
Rushing touchdowns in a season?
Regular season. Regular season.
Yeah.
So he broke it or he tied it?
Tied it. With games still on the.
So if he gets another one, he holds the record.
All time. Rushing touchdown quarterback.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Yeah.
Also, it's funny how like they narrow down specifically, because I saw yesterday he was the first quarterback to have three rushing touchdowns and three passing touchdowns of 25 yards or more in a game. Which
very specific.
How often is that even an opportunity for somebody? All right, so the difference between this week and last week, Tommy, what do you think it is?
It was a wake-up call. You got roughed up by Miami.
Was
you got
that
embarrassed.
It? Yeah,
and you had to go back to work.
So all it was pride. That's all. That's all.
Maybe they just needed their ass kicked.
Wrong. You finally
asked my opinion,
and I know it was wrong. That's why I yelled wrong in your face. You finally had someone to stretch the field. Yesterday, the Bills got wide receiver Josh Palmer back. They dressed newest addition in Mecole Hardman, and for the first time in a season and a half, we got to see the Angel Gabriel Davis catching
your
balls.
Boy.
And but Kimmy. Productive day for Gabe Davis. Three catches on four targets, 40 yards.
So who was the kid they brought in that was running back the punts?
Mecole Hardman, who was getting 50 yards of return every time he touched the ball.
Yeah. And then they just acquired him?
He was acquired earlier in the week.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that the kid got set down.
Okay, so let's talk about that.
Yeah,
as great as the receiver,
that's concerning.
As great as Palmer being back, Gabe being back, and Mecole Hardman being on the field was.
There's a reason they needed them to be back.
Keon Coleman was a healthy scratch yesterday.
Because he missed practice. He was late to practice.
He missed a meeting.
Reports are.
As McDermott said his ass down.
Yeah, so all right. So this has been a long time coming. Last season, he missed the beginning of a game. They held him out of drive because he was late for a meeting.
Yeah.
This season against the Patriots, they held him out an opening drive because he was late for a meeting, and then he proceeded
Maybe
to
the kid just
fumble.
Needs a watch.
He missed an entire meeting.
Yeah.
So he didn't show up at all?
Did not show up.
Doesn't sound like it.
Oh, because they kind of painted it like he was just late for
the word, the report is he missed
past.
A
right.
meeting.
Yeah.
Can I just kind of sidebar real quick? What is this kid's deal?
I don't know, but what do you do with him moving forward now?
He's not happy.
Who cares if he's happy?
No, I mean, you got to get rid of him.
You can't get rid of him.
Well, yeah, no.
But you're just stuck with him?
Because like these guys came in and they helped you win yesterday. Do you Do you bump somebody back down to the practice squad to bring this kid back? I don't know. I don't know what you do moving forward.
Do you put him on the practice squad?
No, you can't. You got to cut him, yeah, and then somebody else can claim him. Okay, why don't you let the adults talk football?
I'm asking some questions here.
No, you said you made a statement that was not a question.
I think he got to boot his ass.
You can't cut him. He's on a second year of a 4-year rookie deal. You're not going to cut a second round pick outright.
So do you put him on the practice squad?
You can't.
Why can't you do that?
So to put someone.
What is this, like a religion?
It's just how it works. To put someone on the practice squad, you have to waive them, which means that every other team in the NFL can claim them, and he will get claimed. So you will lose him.
But who wants a kid that's a problem that's not even...
He's a second-round pick.
He can't catch.
He was literally 2 picks away from being a first-round pick. Someone will claim him. Yeah. Yeah, he can't catch.
But by the way, let him go. Okay. He's not that good.
This is why...
He had a touchdown last week.
Yes. He makes a face. He makes a face.
That's concerning for me. It really shakes up the dynamic, and I don't like that, especially when they start to get things moving again.
I mean, but it's also possible that having Gabe out there and Josh Palmer out there with Keon Coleman opens up Keon Coleman. It's possible they were just keying on Keon because he was the only one that was going to be able to do anything. All right. Going back to the not having to explain the basics of football. Why don't you just not pay him?
Can't change the rules of football.
Why don't you just exchange him for another second-round pick? Put him back.
These rules are handed down from God.
Take them back to the draft store and get your second-round pick back.
Carved in the tablets.
Kimmy, it was a weird day.
Yeah.
Because for all the passing yards that were there, it's not like they came easy.
No.
They had to claw for every yard. Josh needed to make some plays to stay alive, get the ball downfield. And it was almost like you looked at the scoreboard after being like, oh, and all of a sudden they had hung 40 points.
Yeah, and I also found myself, I had to like... double check to see who was like catching those passes from Josh. Because I'm like, wait, who's 18 again? Like, I
18
had to, like,
did not dress. That was Elijah Moore.
All right, well, I'm just throwing out a number. But I was just thinking, like, I forgot about that guy, you know? You just never know who's going to pop.
All right, so with this win yesterday that has not satisfied Tommy Mulay, what is your problem with yesterday?
Interceptions. That cockamamie lateral thing he tried to do. To get that first down.
Yeah, they were in a dogfight there.
It looked like it.
I get it. Every week's a dogfight.
By any means necessary.
It just looked a little crazy. It looked like he was a little out of control.
Tommy, let me explain something to you.
Oh, explain it to me.
I will. I love how you're like, you can't use that voice.
Even though I didn't ask you to explain anything to me, but please.
Oh, no, it's needed because you switched him up.
I'm going to take you to Pat school.
The Bills, please get on the bus. The Bills turned the ball over 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
And scored 44 points.
It was amazing. Hey, I'm not saying it wasn't
No, let me
game.
Say that again.
It was a very entertaining
Let me say
game.
That again. The Bills turned the ball over 3 times and scored 44 points. You score 44 points, turn it over as many times as you want.
All right.
They gave up 3 possessions.
And you got a little lucky there, too.
Where?
Oh, you got a little lucky.
Where was the luck? No, explain to me at what point they got lucky.
I mean, you got
there's
a penalty
some penalties
that
but
went your way.
I wouldn't call that luck, though. Just the way the
I mean, you got some nice
out.
Breaks because you're like third
the Buccaneers
down on your
had
ass.
The Buccaneers had 1 penalty for 5 yards going into the middle of the third quarter.
But the
face mask.
That was a face mask.
That was I thought was that the third quarter?
Yes.
I don't know.
No, that was the fourth quarter.
Up.
Look,
that
was a fourth because
they were dead in the water and that revived and then they went in for the.
But
touchdown.
It was a face mask. It was a penalty.
Yeah, I understand. Things went your way, man. I mean, you had some sloppy plays, little sloppy in the ass, but yeah, you pulled it out.
Sloppy in the ass, so right up your.
I mean, McDermott didn't look too happy at that press conference.
What are you talking about?
He did not look happy.
Did you not see the speech he gave?
He almost flipped out.
Oh, is that what he did?
He almost flipped
see what
out.
He's doing here.
He's been on the.
It is funny because like. Just from like being in the car and stuff yesterday, I felt like I was like missing gaps of the game. And every time I looked at the score, I was like, wait, what the hell did I miss? Mm. Like there was just so much that happened.
Even watching the game live, it felt that way. Yeah. All right. So there are 2 ways to look at this game yesterday.
Yeah.
All right. And the phone number is 252-WCMI. There was the frustration that the Bills D gave up 30 points, which is an understandable frustration. Back-to-back weeks, that's happened. You can also look glass half full. As we said, the Bills were in a dogfight of a shootout and they came out on top. Because it wasn't until the final 7 minutes, Kimmy, of that game where it even felt like the Bills were in control.
Mm, yeah.
And last week against Miami, you can make the argument that they wilted down the stretch. Whereas yesterday, when it was gut check time, defense tightened up, offense put together the drives they needed to. They went out and won that game against what could be a really good Buccaneers team when this season is over.
Okay.
Who knows? Speaking of the Bucs, fun little water cooler stat for everyone listening this morning. Yesterday was the last time the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will ever play in Highmark Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
And they've never won there.
Oh.
Ever.
They are 0-4 in Buccaneers history.
Wow.
In Highmark Stadium.
Bam.
There I can't believe they've only played four times.
NFC South.
I know, but still, like, you would think throughout the years, with as long as that stadium's been around.
Well, you're playing every 8 years, and then, so it's every, okay. They're only coming to town every 16 years. So here's the thing.
Wait, they only come to town once every 16 years?
Yeah, that just sounds crazy when you say it.
You only, and I mean, again, the way divisions used to be. Yeah. All
right. Right.
There are two other NFL teams who have never won a game at Highmark Stadium. Can you tell me who they are?
Hmm. No.
Kimmy, you want to take a shot?
Never won a game there.
There are two other NFL teams.
So they would have to be probably NFC teams.
You got it.
All right. So it would have to be older teams?
Yeah, they don't get older than these teams. They're like the oldest teams in the
NFL. Well, you'd be the Giants or the Bears.
Nope. The Cardinals
are
0-5. They've never won a game at Highmark.
Right.
And the most shocking one. The Green Bay Packers have never won a game.
I was going to say the Packers because I couldn't think of a game they won in recent history. Yeah.
So, like, the Buccaneers and the Cardinals not ever winning in Highmark makes sense because for the majority of their existence, they've been really bad.
Yeah, they stink.
The Packers, the last 30 years, both Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers could not win games in Highmark Stadium.
Take that, Tattletown.
Aaron Rodgers had two shots as the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers to beat Bills teams. He could not do it in Highmark.
Favre had one of them?
I think Favre might have had two also.
Oh.
So, yeah, man. The three teams who have never won in Highmark Stadium, because the Packers and Cardinals are not coming again, the Buccaneers, the Packers, and the Cardinals.
There it is.
There you
There's your history.
All right, so you're not satisfied, but you're just a dick, so that's fine. Kimmy.
Yeah.
A nation turns its lonely eyes to you. Are you satisfied right now with this Bills team?
I think I like the momentum that they built throughout that game, and I feel like hopefully, and again, I get like that Keon Coleman thing really throws, I hope it doesn't throw a wrench into things. But I feel like Josh like looked like that confident Josh again, and that's what we need moving forward.
So here's what sucks.
Yeah.
Not a ton of time to enjoy that win yesterday.
What are you talking about? No. Played on Thursday.
Yeah, I know. And it's an away game,
yep.
So they got to travel.
You got it. Head to Houston for Thursday Night Football. Also, the injury bug bites them again.
Well, who got hurt now?
New wide receiver, Mecole Hardman, left the game
with a calf. Wait, that kid we were just talking about? What's his problem?
He left the game with a calf injury.
Oh, forget with these kids.
He hasn't played in 3 months. It
makes
sense.
Well, you hope that Dalton Kincaid's hopefully good to go.
He's not going to be good to go.
You don't think?
They said week to week. They're not going to play him on a short week.
What's his problem?
Hamstring. Remember, he grabbed his hamstring.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about Mecole Hardman real quick. Right. The former Kansas City Chief, Bill signed him earlier in the week as primarily a return guy. He had one target yesterday where they tried to throw it a country mile to him. Didn't work out. But, all right, so on one hand, he was getting like 45 yards a return, returning kicks.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, when he was returning punts, he allowed Tampa to down it inside the five twice and turn the ball over on a third one.
Yeah.
So, Kimmy, are we happy with Mecole Hardman, or are we not happy with Mecole Hardman?
I don't love the turnover thing. I don't want to have to worry about him dropping the ball moving forward.
But it did kind of feel like him just being out there, the threat of that deep ball opened up everything for that offense. Whether it was Palmer, whether it was Hardman, whether it was Gabe Davis.
Boy, I like when he ran it back. It was pretty good. Gave you a good field position three times.
You only get the most hard-hitting analysis here in the break room.
Why don't
I like when he ran it back. That was pretty good.
Yeah, good field position.
Tommy Mulay, ladies and gentlemen. It is amazing when you have 20 more yards of field position, how much easier those drives
are. Well, you get a little breathing room.
Yeah.
So the least fun fact stat of the day.
Unfun fact.
Up until yesterday, the Bills had the second worst drive start position in the NFL.
Oh.
On average.
Damn.
And that was a huge difference.
So this kid helped him out. Well, so you got to love him.
Okay,
then.
Just don't cough the ball.
Well, don't do that anymore.
Okay, good call.
All right.
Somebody should talk
to him. And show up to the goddamn meeting. How hard is it to put your ass in a chair and listen?
I am excited to see how Keon reacts to this because if he comes out and he plays ball on Thursday, we're golden. If he comes out and he has another performance like he has been, now you have to have a serious conversation about what you do moving forward.
Okay, and you're saying boot his ass.
Well, no, you said boot his ass. I mean, you could try and trade him. But you're not getting a second-round pick for that.
But
for
it's
sure.
also a headache. Who wants a headache?
Well, somebody will take a reclamation project thinking they can
there
do better.
There are coaches out there.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today.
Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.